Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are John Gibson, Director of Member Services for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The program is sponsored by a grant to the Cotton Foundation from Monsanto. The Emerging Leaders Program not only will provide class participants with an in-depth look at the U.S. cotton industry's infrastructure and the business and political arenas in which it operates, but also give them an intensive professional development training, including communication skills enhancement.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The first session is set for the week of June the 9th in Memphis and St. Louis, and it will provide an NCC orientation, professional development, communication skills training, and an agribusiness briefing. The class members will see policy development at the Council's 2014 annual meeting in February during the second session, and the third session in Washington, D.C. will provide a focus on agriculture policy and international market development.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
There is no age for emerging leaders candidates whose primary livelihood must be derived from at least one of the 7 raw cotton industry segments. And the nominations are made by the Council's certified interest organizations, an officer or director. And selections are made by the Council's chairman in consultation with the president and member services.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Marvin Beyer, Jr., a Taft, Texas producer, Lee Cromley, a Brooklet, Georgia producer, Ben Evans, a ginner with Coffee County Gin and Four Corners Gin in Douglas, Georgia, Matt Heineman, a Jonesboro, Arkansas producer, Jeff Johnson, a merchant with Allenburg Cotton Company in Cordova, Tennessee, John Jones, a Floydada, Texas producer, Aaron Langston, a ginner with Langston Enterprises in Blytheville, Arkansas, Johnny Reed, a Crest, Texas producer, Matt Simpkins, a warehouseman with Lovecott Warehouse in Lubbock, Texas, Kent Smith, a Rocky Mount, North Carolina producer, and Davis Warlick, Jr., a manufacturer with Parkdale Mills in Los Angeles, California.